Good morning. And welcome to the first Web Apps conference and assorted other federated workshops. Thank you all for coming. And she gets home about my name's Moffy. This is my colleague Paul. We're going to be your conference chairs. Someone has an iPhone. My colleague has an iPhone. We won't delay you very much with introductory comments, but we have a few important pieces of business to go through before I hand over to John, who's sitting over there. First of all, we'd like to thank our sponsors who made this possible. You can see them here. Without them, Usenix would be considerably harder to run and considerably more expensive. So we're very grateful to them. Anyone who's actually chaired a Usenix conference, and in particular, anyone who's chaired a Usenix conference and chaired another conference not run by Usenix, knows that there is a huge amount of difference in the effort required to pull it off. I've now reached the point where I think I'm now too old to be involved in a non-Usenix conference. And this is largely because of the amazing organizational efforts of Usenix staff and the sort of help and advice of the Usenix board. It's a real pleasure to work with Usenix. They're a terrific organization to do a conference. They tell you what to do at every juncture. There's all sorts of support. There's all sorts of advice. It's really great. So many, many thanks to Ellie and Clem and the crew for helping out with all this. We also had a lot of help from our program committee. Here they are. I won't run through all the names. Many of them are here. But they were terrific. We think a pretty good program out of them, and we got some pretty good reviews, and we're very, very grateful for all their efforts in reviewing the papers. We'd like to sort of thank them. Excellent. So, there. We also had a few external reviewers, which we should also acknowledge briefly as well. They were very helpful. Most of the reviews, though, we did do internally to the PC to sort of maintain calibration. But occasionally, we decided we needed an external expert or two, and so we pulled in a few bits of extra help. The numbers. Usenix had 147 paper submissions this year, which is a little bit down from previous years. Conference space is becoming a bit more crowded. 21 of these were short papers. But it was a reasonably healthy submission rate, I think. We tried to give every paper at least 3 reviews before rejecting it. I don't believe any paper got less than 3 reviews. We did a first round cut of about a third, and the remaining two-thirds got roughly an additional 2 reviews. So most papers got 5 reviews if they made it into the second round. So in total, our fine PC did about 607 reviews. Out of this, we accepted 24 papers, which is about the same acceptance rate as last year. And it was a remarkably easy program committee meeting. It went on a fair amount of time, as they always do. But it was pretty clear down to the last 2 or 3 papers which ones would be in. So we feel pretty good about the program. Hope you enjoy it too. We have a fair number of attendees this year. There are 220 people registered for the conference week who ticked the box saying that they were primarily attending Usenix Tech. And there's actually rather more than that who've registered, if you include all registrations for the workshops and web apps and other things. So all in all, the conference is actually pretty healthy, and so we feel good about that. So on to a few important ceremonies. We picked 2 best paper awards for the conference, and so we'd like to present those. Um, I I'm confident that at least one author on the papers is in the room, because they've already found me. So, and it's cash. So the first best paper award goes to Light Green, Saving Energy in Network Desktops Using Virtualization. This is from Docomo Labs, Microsoft Research India, and the University of Michigan. You can hear this paper, or see this paper, presented later on this morning at 10:30 after the break. And so many, many congratulations to those authors. And I think Pradeep is here to accept the award. Thank you very much. The second one we have is Zookeeper, weight-free coordination for internet-scale systems. This you can see tomorrow at the same time slot, 10:30. It's the award time slot. This is from Yahoo, and we're very pleased to be able to present this to Ben. Okay, with that, I think I'm now done, and I have pleasure in handing over the podium to John, who will talk about web apps, and then we'll move on. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. I'm John Osterhout. I'm program chair for web apps, and I wanted to spend just a minute to introduce this conference to you, since it's a brand new conference this year, and I know many of you are here for the technical conference, but I hope to entice you to cross over and come to some of our sessions as well. So I think everybody knows that the single most exciting development in computer science over the last 15 years has been the rise of the web. And I believe we're just starting phase 3 of the web, which I think could be the most exciting phase so far. So phase 1, when the web was conceived, was to use the web as a vehicle for distributing documents to various people. And of course, that's how the web went through its initial growth. Phase 2, which has been happening over the last 10 years or so, has seen the web transition from a document delivery vehicle to a platform for delivering applications. And we've seen all sorts of really exciting, innovative new applications over the last 10 years. But those applications have been developed using fairly traditional approaches. And phase 3, which we are just starting, I believe is going to see a complete turnover of the entire application development food chain. Everything from languages and development frameworks and storage systems to deployment systems, release processes, debugging tools, I believe the entire food chain is going to turn over. It's going to be an incredibly exciting time, I think, to be a computer scientist and to be working in any of the system building areas. And so that's the reason why we decided to create a conference around this area. There were really two motivations. One is that there hasn't been any place that brings together all of the different aspects of building web applications. They've been split among a bunch of specialty conferences, none of which exactly related to the web. So we wanted to create a forum where we could bring together people working on all the different aspects to encourage more cross-fertilization. And the second motivation for the conference is that until recently, there hasn't really been a lot of academic development in the web. Almost all of the interesting things have come from industry. And although that's great, we believe that there's a lot of interesting ways that researchers can contribute to this as well. And so we want to have a place where they can publish their results and hopefully bring together both industrial and academic people in this really exciting area. So as a result, we've started the conference. It's a modest size conference this year. We had a little more than a couple of dozen paper submissions. We accepted about half using a process similar to the one Mathi described for the technical conference. And we have about 80 people here this year for the conference. So we're delighted to see the number of attendees this high. And we've got some really interesting papers covering everything from novel storage systems to how to manage JavaScript, how to improve Ajax, better ways of doing CAPTCHA for security, and so on. So I hope those of you here for the technical conference will feel free to cross over and enjoy some of our papers as well. Come to our poster session tonight, which I believe is going to be intermixed with the technical conference posters. And even more so, think about doing research or starting projects in this area. It's a really, I think, exciting place to be working where there's the opportunity for tremendous impact. And if that isn't enough, I want you to, you can notice that the Web Apps Conference has the first class seating over here versus the technical conference with the coach seating over on this side. So you actually have a desk to put your laptop on if you come to our conference. So join us for, come early, come often for our sessions. All right, so as always, of course, it's the program committee that shoulders the majority of the work in putting together the program for the conference. I'd like to thank the members of the program committee. If any of you are here now, can you stand up and let's thank the members of the Web Apps Program Committee. Marvin single-handedly read all of the papers. And okay, we also have a Best Paper Award I'd like to announce. So we're very excited to honor the following paper, which is Separating Web Applications from User Data Storage with BStore. The authors were Ramesh Chandra, Priya Gupta, and Nikolai Zeldovich from MIT. And so if any of the authors are here, and I was just sitting next to you, so I know you're here, come on up and give you your award. And that paper will also be presented right after the break here in the web app session, so feel free to come to that. And by the way, in addition to that, we have a couple of great invited talks in addition to Bobby Johnson's keynote, which you're going to hear shortly. Adam DeBoer from Google will be giving an invited talk tomorrow morning on the Gmail system at Google, which should also be lots of fun. So hope you'll feel free to come and join us in web apps. Thanks. And I guess I turn it over now to Clem Cole.
First off, I want to say thank you to you, our membership, for being here. We are a member organization, and this is one of the outward signs that we have. We're always interested in your feedback. If you see people with little red tags, that means they're one of the board people, and you're supposed to not beat us up, but we do are interested in your ideas. This morning, I'm going to award our two annual awards. This is the kind of fun part of one of the things we do. We have an award which is referred to as the Lifetime Achievement Award. People refer to it as the Flame. The winner, as I said, is Ward Cunningham. Ward was the inventor of the wiki. I've known Ward personally. I've been lucky to have known him. As I tell the story, the first time I met him, I found out his lifetime goal was to go skiing and windsurfing all in one day, so which he succeeded in doing. This is why he lives in Portland, Oregon. But Ward has a very, very unique view of how we as programmers work. And he was one of the, I think, first people to truly understand that, you know, hacking is done in the privacy of your cubicle, but engineering, programming is a collaborative affair. And the wiki, and in particular his original wiki ideas, were a way to share information. And I think it really is something that we all have grown from. He unfortunately can't be with us. He sends his regards, but I would like us all to stop at this point and give him a hand because he really has helped us all. In the spirit of this organization, we had a sister organization many years ago called the Software Tool Users Group. And this was formed from a book that Kernahan and Plauger wrote called The Software Tools. A group of people set out to make those tools available to us. At that time, manufacturers had an interesting view of how someone should use a computer and kind of inflicted it on us. And Brian and Bill, you know, realized that a uniform set of tools that were widely available was an extraordinarily powerful phenomenon. And when that organization realized their time was done, they have funded an award which we give out. And this is a group that the winner of this award is to be a group that has built a tool that, in the spirit of the software tools, is one that we do all use every day. And while Ward invented the wiki, the MediaWiki team made a wiki that we all use every single day. It's really hard to imagine any of us not using Wikipedia or any of the other wikis that there. And in to represent the team, one of the original developers, Brian, if you could come up, and the group that's been named for this, the check that goes along with the award is being given to the foundation, and we'd really like to say thank you.
Cool. I just want to say, thanks, obviously, to everybody in USENIX and who's involved in setting up the STUG stuff. And, of course, to everyone who has ever used, contributed to, or thought about Wikipedia or any other wiki or really any kind of collaborative system on the Internet. That's what we do. That's where all this stuff came from. And really, I think it's pretty awesome. Thanks.